You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Oh, we have a show for you today. We have a full house. Hello. Chris. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Welcome to the Super Bowl show. And we'll be telling you the scores as we go, as soon as we know them. We got Chris Shaw behind the scenes watching TV and listening to this show and operating this show. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Zero to zero right now.
There you go. And to my left, we've got the beautiful, my gorgeous Lynn Golder. Lynn?
Thanks, Michael. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the February 5th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And here we are.
Yes. And to my right, we got the Yah-Yah man. Here we go.
Yah-Yah.
Greg Lindberg. Greg Lindberg, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn and Chris. It's great to be with you guys again on this Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, we love having you. And your mother, Marcia, is she here?
She's here.
Oh, there, Marcia.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be so much fun tonight.
Right?
And Doc, are you here, Doc?
No. Actually,
behind the scenes?
He's guarding the food now. So
yeah,
Chris,
he works in security detail.
He's on call.
He's saving your food.
Right. He's working security detail right now.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. And wait a minute, what about the little one?
Lily.
Lily's here. And today, all I can say, I'm sorry, folks, we're having a little party here.
And we just got into the studio the last
yes.
minute while
and I'm
our
telling
theme
you,
song was playing.
I have these wings from Wingstop, I'm telling you. Hey, Greg, are these wings good?
They're unbelievable. Never had anything like them.
There you go. He wasn't even paid to say that.
No, that's
Did you like them, Marcia?
Marcia, did you like these wings?
We used to live in New Orleans, so this is my kind of cooking.
All right.
There you go.
Louisiana dry rub.
Wingstop. They got two locations. You got the location here in Ocoee.
West Colonial.
West Colonial. And they have another location, a new one, which is on Americana and
John Young
and Americana. And if you've never gotten, where we get these wings, we get them, well, I can tell you.
Just take a bite.
I just did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The wings are crispy well done. They're done for 14 minutes, crispy well done. And we get them the Louisiana rub. And I'm telling you, they are delicious. Wingstop. Is that right, Greg?
Yes, and they got a nice little after kick. They're hot, but not too spicy.
Yeah, not too spicy, but they are delicious.
Yeah,
they got a nice pop to them. Nice pop.
Exactly.
Wingstop. Only place to go for wings, I'm telling you right now, in Orlando. That's the place to go. And you folks there outside the country, outside Orlando, sorry you don't have a Wingstop near you because these are delicious. Oh, I got to say something. I forgot. We have new folks, I suppose, listen to us. That's what we understand. The Lighthouse in New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
I have some shout-outs, actually.
So I'm going to say this right now. We got two $10 gift cards from Dunkin' Donuts. Two. The first two callers calling in from Wingstop. I don't believe I just said Wingstop. It's on my mind. The first two callers calling in from Louisiana get $10 gift cards. Let me give you the phone number, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The first two callers calling in from Louisiana get $10 gift cards from Dunkin' Donuts.
Michael, I'd like to do some shout-outs.
Go ahead, make a shout-out.
Just a few.
Okay.
I'd like to say hello there to Joseph Lamparis. I believe you're in Chicago. I'm glad you joined our Facebook family and hope you continue listening. I'd like to say hi to Jeremiah Chumley, Gloria Rowe, Emma Davis, and Ann Jays, who's the director of the Louisiana Lighthouse. So welcome. Hope you're out there. And if you are, call in and say hello. Michael's still eating.
Can I do a few shout
outs? Absolutely, Greg.
All right. First off, shout out to my brother David up in Gainesville. Hope you're listening. A couple people at the Pinellas Council of the Blind, our new president, Eugene Batke, Janice Revel, Debbie Downey, Grant Downey, and then also here in Orlando area, Sheila Young, KJ, That pretty much covers it. So hope you guys are all listening.
All those people know you.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
I think Debbie called into our show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, she won trivia.
She was making lunches and listening to our show. I remember her.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Yep.
Yep. And she won a gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice.
No kidding. So what do you have to say for yourself, young man?
No, this is a big day, biggest sports day of the year, so it should be a national holiday.
Yeah,
I know there's even a push to make tomorrow a national holiday so that people don't have to go to work.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
You still eating wings?
I'm in agreement with you on that one.
You still eating wings?
Yeah, I'm just chowing down over here. These things are just so addicting, I can't stop.
They are.
What makes it so good, I guess, you know what? I don't think it's nice to eat while you're talking.
No,
in the
that's
air.
Rude.
It's very rude.
Right.
I'm so sorry. So the only way to fix that, the only way to fix this, folks, is go to Wingstop.
Yeah.
And just, you can say you heard it on Blind and Beyond that you want the same thing they're eating on the radio. Okay? That's Wingstop, two locations, and Ocoee is one, and the other one is a John Young and Americana.
You know what?
And we like them.
All right, just to give you a heads up, we're in the second quarter now.
Yeah.
Second quarter, and the score is still 0-0. Atlanta Falcons has the ball marching at the 50 right now.
Since we're going to break in a couple of minutes and introducing our first guest, I just wanted to, throughout the show, give you some Super Bowl trivia, really cool things. The first Super Bowl game was played on January 15th, 1967. It was played as a playoff between the AFL and NFL champions. The game was called the World Championship of Professional Football. How do you like that? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah. Greg, I mean, Chris,
Green,
maybe I'll have
you. Was that Green Bay and Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know, but you know
I believe
what?
So.
I'm going to have Marcia hand you these Super Bowl trivias because you have that announcer voice, a sports announcer voice, and you can do it throughout the show. How's that?
Yes, ma'am. I got
all
you covered.
Right.
You know, that's my topic right there.
That you earned your chicken wings. Okay.
So don't forget, folks, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you got anything to say, you can call up and say it, as long as it's not fresh. If it's nice, it's
maybe
sweet.
They just want to say hi to Greg.
Yeah, maybe you want to call and just say hi to
us.
Greg. He knows a few people. He knows
all
a few people.
All my fans call
that's
in.
That's right.
Friends.
Wait, did we forget to say that you're the editor-in-chief of the White Cane Bulletin?
You might have, but you just did.
Well,
so
you?
I appreciate that.
Well, yeah.
He's got friends.
Yeah, I've been editor-in-chief of the White Cane Bulletin, which is the official state newsletter of the Florida Council of the Blind. Mm-hmm. And I've been editor now for just over a year. And a lot of you probably know Patty Land. She was actually the former editor. Right. Before I took over, she was part of the former show. So it's definitely an honor not only to have this role, but to carry in her footsteps.
Sure is. And you were a wonderful editor. You're
and
so
he's
talented.
Got friends.
Yeah, he has friends.
No kidding. Wow, that's something.
So what else, Greg? What else is going on in your neck of the woods?
Man, I'm just thinking about 0-0. Must be a boring Super Bowl. It's a good thing we're on the air.
Oh, no, not yet, because we're marching down. We're at the sixth right now. Atlanta Falcons in scoring territory right now.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
They just, New England just called the timeout because they Freeman running that ball up and down the field.
Yeah, I am pulling for the Falcons. I just want to put that out
there. I am, too.
I think everybody here is. Well, what about Chris? Is he for the Falcons? Probably.
I would hope.
Probably.
You know what, person? If they were here right now, would not be rooting for Atlanta?
Who? Oh, I know, Charles.
No. I'm saying between those two teams.
Who?
Our friend. Our friend from Joe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, he was at Boston
absolutely.
Patriots all
oh,
the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Remember Joe?
Oh, yeah. Joe Pilano.
Right.
Joe
yeah.
Pilano. He was my main
okay,
man.
Okay, your dad's back there now, Greg, so
may he rest in peace. Okay. Joe Pilano. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was a Patriots fan.
He was a Patriots all the way.
Oh, that's our guest.
We got one guest after the break, but right now we got Sheila Young on
all
the
right,
phone
let's
line.
Say hi to Sheila.
Sheila Young.
She probably wants to say hi to Greg, not us. Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila from Orlando, Florida. Sheila Young.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Sheila.
And we're not giving you any wings. You have to come over.
Darn it.
That's why she called.
Darn. I asked Chris. I said, I want some wings.
Aww.
So, how are you, sir?
Good. Oh,
Mr.
She's
Greg.
Talking to me. Okay. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I've been a pain in his side because I've been sending article after article.
Yeah, I said it was going to become the Sheila Young Bulletin.
No,
after
I
all
hope not. But anyway, I just wanted to say that that Greg sent me a beautiful happy birthday message.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
And it was delightful. So I just wanted to say hi and happy, I guess, happy Super Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah, happy Super Bowl.
That's are you listening to the game?
No.
No, you're like me.
No.
You and I would be doing something else.
No.
Yeah.
But go Falcons.
Okay, yeah. There you go. All righty.
Anyway.
We'll talk to you later.
All right,
gotta
bye.
Go to break.
Thanks, Sheila.
All right, we're going to break. Oh, go away. Listen, don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
We're back. This is the Blind and the Beyond radio show. That's right. Blind and Beyond. And this is your host, Michael. I'm here with Greg Lindberg. Greg, you still there?
Yes,
you still
I'm
eating
here.
Those wings?
Oh, yeah, still
okay,
grubbing
good.
Over here.
Lynn, you still here?
I'm still here.
Are you still eating those wings?
I am.
Are they delicious?
They are.
Good.
Like Greg said, they're addictive.
Yep.
So, Greg, why don't you introduce our guest, our first guest?
How's okay, that? Greg, sure. Do it. Do
yeah.
it.
We'd like to welcome Aaliyah Vasquez. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, from Lighthouse
that is
Central
correct,
Florida.
Yes.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you all doing tonight? Sounds like you guys are having a fun time.
We are
having a little party here in the studio.
Yeah.
So.
Greg's parents are here, and his doggie's yeah. here, and yeah. we got chicken wings and
sandwiches, fries, sandwiches. The whole shebang.
They yeah. brought a tailgate,
a cake,
literally
a football cake. Looks like a yeah. football.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Leah, just I know Lynn kind of told me just before we came back on your title. It's kind of a mouthful. So, what is your actual title in the White House?
So, I am the Development Associate and also Special Events Coordinator at Lighthouse Central Florida in the Sustainability and Communications Department. So, it's a lot. It basically, it boils down to is I help connect the community with Lighthouse Central Florida and help with the awareness of the issues of the blind and visually impaired community and assist with the different events that we put on to fundraise and make Lighthouse Central Florida aware in Central Florida. So
I see. So you've got quite a big role, it sounds like.
It's a lot, but I love what I do. So, you know, when you love you do, you never work a day in your life. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what kind of, you talked about special events, what kind of events do you help put on? And if you could kind of give just some examples of that.
Absolutely. So we put on several events throughout the year, anywhere between where we have many hundreds of people to just small events where we put on that we welcome just about 10 people. So one of the larger events that we are putting on is actually our Sight and Soul Walk Fest. And that will be happening this March 4th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Crane's Roost in Uptown Altamont. So the Altamont Springs area, the park that's right there, right as soon as you get off of I-4. And one of those events is our peer-to-peer fundraising. So we say it's more than just a walk. We, of course, do our ceremonial kickoff and walk at the beginning of the event. But afterwards, it's really a huge celebration and a festival. So we have a band there that Intel is going to be performing this year. We have a DJ to kind of kick off the walk as everyone is, ceremoniously walking and building awareness in the community. We have our Club 40 area, and what that is unlimited food and drink, including wine and beer, from the times of 4 to 7 p.m. and just a minimum donation of $40 for adults, and just in addition to that $5 for your children would be able to get you in, and we will have that sectioned off. But we, of course, have family-friendly activities for everyone that will be occurring outside of the Club 40. So we'll have face painting, and we'll have balloon animals, and, you know, we'll have a photo booth. Smile 321 is donating their services to have a photo booth there, and the list goes on and on. So really we just want everyone in the community to come out, have a good time, be able to really celebrate the year that we had in the past year and get together and build awareness in the community.
Wow, that's a fantastic event and definitely a great time of year, early March, to have something like that. You know, it should be pretty nice. So
yes, it's still beautiful outside, not hot yet, great. Not the rainy season. So yeah, thank God we've been lucky enough that we've been pretty good with weather-wise at that time.
Right. And as far as how about people with guide dogs, I assume they can also walk in that and their dogs can
Absolutely.
Accompany them.
So, of course, guide dogs are welcome. We will have volunteers set up to help navigate those that may need some assistance with getting to the registration or getting to the different activities that we have around. No pets are allowed, but of course any service animals are welcome to attend the event for sure.
I see.
It's definitely an all-inclusive event for everyone. That's one of ours that we definitely make sure that it's available for young and old. Everyone enjoys it.
Right. Yeah. And is this an event you've had annually for a while, or?
We have, actually. This is going to be our 28th Sight and Soul Walk Fest. So we kind of transitioned from a traditional walk a few years ago and wanted to blend it into even more. And we really wanted to make it, into a huge event, and that's definitely something that we've had, and had amazing feedback from everyone and just having such a wonderful time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any other events, say, in the next month or two to kind of make people aware of?
Absolutely. So we actually hold an event at Lighthouse Central Florida every single month, and this is one of the smaller events that I was talking about that we usually have anywhere between 10 to 15 people, and that is called our Blink Experience. So it is essentially a one-hour visit. We make sure to keep it to an hour because we love to be respectful of everyone's time. And in that visit, we have drinks and hors d'oeuvres to start out the evening. We have a wonderful visionary leader speech that is led by one of our VPs or our CEO herself, Lee Nasahi, will conduct that. We will have testimonials from clients, or we will have also included some of our mentors from our early intervention program, or maybe some of our TBIs that we have at Lighthouse. And we will then include a lot of times a blindfold experience for those that are wanting to go under blindfold and simulate a dining experience that we set up. We also teach basic sighted guide for those that attend as well. So we really fit a lot in that 1 hour, just to kind of give you a really quick snapshot of what it is that we do at Lighthouse Central Florida. And it is a straight awareness event. We just want everyone that walks in to feel welcome and to leave with a little bit more of a knowledge about the blind and visually impaired community and what they can do to help. And we always say the biggest thing is to spread the word. So awareness is our number one thing that we ask for at our Blink Experience. So our next one will actually be February 22nd, and that's a Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. So we hold it in the evening time hours, so those that are working during the day or need a little bit more time to transport themselves to Lighthouse Central Florida, we give that leeway. And we also have another one on March 29th from 6 to 7 p.m. as well, and that is also a Wednesday. And like I said, we hold it once a month. We update our website, lighthousecentralflorida.org, with all of the dates of our upcoming events and our Blink Experiences.
Wow, I really like the concept of that, the Blink thing, because, like you were saying, it really gives people a snapshot of what it's like to be blind or visually impaired and just everything involved. It's impossible to really, walk in the shoes of
Absolutely.
Someone with a visual impairment, but this at least gives, like you said, some education on just, the challenges and also the wonderful things that are available to people with visual impairments.
Absolutely. There's no way to, as you said, to be able to encompass everything. So that's why we call it the Blink. It's just,
right.
In the blink of an eye, a really quick snapshot of ways that, as someone in the community, because it's essentially an open house, we do ask for RSVPs, to RSVP to myself, so that way we can make sure that we have enough food and drink, and we really try and make it an intimate experience with the smaller groups. We found that just being so much more effective to connect with everyone one-on-one, and a lot more impactful that way.
Yeah.
What is your contact information if people are interested? Plus, we'll be talking about it between now and March 4th each
Absolutely.
Sunday.
Absolutely. So I have several contacts, but for my email would be best. So that would be the letter I for my first name, and then Vasquez for my last name. So IVAZQUEZ. At lighthousecfl.org.
Would you mind saying it again, please? Say it again, please.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. I, Z as in Victor, A, Z, Q, U, E, Z, at lighthousecfl.org.
There's a mention on our Facebook page, but if you would like to post a reminder to everybody, why don't you go ahead and do that? And you can put your contact information there also. And the the Facebook page is just Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and you're welcome to post. Okay?
Beautiful. Yes, we would love to do that.
Thank you so much for coming on board.
Thank you so much for all your support.
Well,
we really appreciate that.
Thanks for your support.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's my mission in life, so I'm it's a pleasure, absolutely. Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on board. Thank you.
Thanks,
Aaliyah. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right now, I want to say something. For those people who are just listening to this show for the first time, let me explain something to you. Blind and Beyond is a radio show that's geared, I should say, for the sighted community as well as the visually impaired and the blind community. We say we're the bridge between both communities, the sighted and the visually impaired. Now, a lot of sighted people have always said, I've said it before I was blind, I don't know a blind person. So now listen to the show. You'll hear how we talk, the blind people, the visually impaired people, how we talk, and how we think. And the point is, maybe you can learn from us in certain ways. So when you see someone crossing the street using a cane, you'll know it's a cane, not a stick. You'll know what the purpose is. That's my navigator, and I don't leave home without my navigator. And a lot of people who are sighted, sometimes they have no clue what that, let's just say, stick is. That's a cane, it's my navigator, and it helps me go where I want to go. And something else I want to say. You folks that are listening all over the country, and if you hear, we're talking a lot about Orlando, Central Florida, but if you have something to say,
just email me and I'll...
We're as close as the airwaves. If you have an organization, you want to be part of it, make sure you call us and tell us. If you are calling from another city, Chicago, Philadelphia, and you want to be part of, that's what you do. You pick up the... Call us, 407-894-1680, or go to our website and post something that you want to post. If you want to post something, you just go to Blind and Beyond radioshow.org. So the point is, we're as close as your phone.
Well, they wouldn't be able to post to the website, but they can post on the Facebook page.
Right.
Well,
they can email us and I can post it to the website.
Yeah, they could tell you, right? Right. If they're going to write to you.
Well,
right.
The
Michael,
Facebook page is the best place to do it.
If you write to our Facebook, you write and you want to say something, write Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Chris, do you have any more
tidbits? I got a tidbit for you.
All right.
14-0 Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, wow.
14-0. A 20-yard touchdown pass from Matt Ryan to Hopper. 20-yard touchdown pass, and then it went into the extra point that almost got blocked, but New England jumped off sides, and they had to re-kick. So now it's 14-0, and New England has the ball now. But before we go any further, we got our very own, our good friend who was calling in, the one, the only, Mad Jack Wolf, blind man Gary on the phone line.
I didn't say his name. Okay. Hey, Gary.
Gary.
Hey, Lynn and Chris and Greg and Michael, and I'm really upset that I didn't get the wings to myself.
You're missing out,
we'll have
Gary.
To take you and Sheila for Wingstop.
I'm going to put my recommendation in. When I come on the show next week, you rustle up some pizza, Michael.
Okay, we'll see if we can
Sounds
do that.
Sounds good to me, too.
And Michael, I want to call in and ask you, how are you doing with your trailing now in the house? Are you doing it more so?
Guess what? Upstairs, that's all I do now is trail. I take nothing for granted now upstairs. Even though I know the room, I listen to every word you said, Gary, and I trail everywhere.
Do you do that, Greg?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even if you know the room, I trail now. That's right.
Can't hurt.
Very good.
Especially when you're upstairs. That's it.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm glad you stay in the habit. Don't forget. Don't think you don't need it, because you always need it. So.
Well, thanks for calling in, Gary. Thank you.
Hey,
so what is a good tip, Greg, that you can offer people about the trailing?
You know any tips?
We
take it for granted, but other people don't know about it.
Sometimes
losing their vision.
I take walks at night, and people are like, why are you walking in the dark? And for me, it doesn't always, you know, make a whole lot of difference because I have my cane and I know how to trail and, you know, it just gives you so much information. That's what the cane is really designed to do, to give you so much information about your environment, what's around you, if there are any steps, curbings,
what do you think about
these
people, Greg, what do you think about these people who don't use a cane and they're blind? Because they say, I don't want people to know I'm blind.
That's very risky, and I would not recommend that at all.
Well,
I
mean, it's foolish.
Right, right. Your safety absolutely should usurp any pride that you are trying
to... Well, they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed because they're visually impaired. They don't want everybody to know it. Right? There are people like that. Believe me, there are people like that.
No question, yes.
Let's see if Chris has any more Super Bowl trivia.
He's
eating.
I got some more Super Bowl.
It's 14-0. It was 14-0.
All right, you ready? All right, here we go. Did you know that at every Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy is presented, but there are always two trophies there just in case something happens to one of the trophies. So they got a backup of a backup to present at the end of the game.
Interesting.
In case one of them breaks or crashes or something.
Or, you know, in the midst of the celebration, somebody you get happy on the side and knock the Lombardi Trophy over.
What else you got? What else you got there?
Also, Super Bowl Day is the second largest U.S. food consumption day.
Behind Thanksgiving.
That's right. Following Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving number one, and Super Bowl Sunday is the next.
And both are big football days.
And we
too.
And speaking of food, these wings are fabulous.
Aren't they?
Great job going out to everybody over at Wingstop, and great job going out to Mom and Dad in here, because these mouthwatering delicious sandwiches over here too, boy. These things, they are immaculate.
Hear that, Dr. Mrs. Lindbergh?
There you go.
They'll fill you up.
Good tailgating sandwiches. All right. So why don't we do trivia before we have the first hour's over? You're on, Greg.
Greg, you're doing trivia. Let's go, Greg.
Oh, wait, I don't know if he's ready with his guitar.
Ready? I'm not quite set. Can we wait till the next segment?
Yeah, we can. So... Oh, Chris is eating. I wanted to do some... Oh, wait, he's on the phone now. You know what we can do, Greg? We'll talk about the Holman Prize.
Oh, sure.
And then when we come back from break, you'll set up.
Yes, yeah. So there's a contest going on through the Lighthouse San Francisco out in California, and it's called the Holman Prize, H-O-L-M-A-N. And I believe the website is just holmanprize.com to find out more info. But basically, the concept of the contest is... They're giving out three grants, and I know that the top prize is $25,000, and then there are two lower prizes. I'm not sure how much those grants are worth, but they're giving these to a blind or visually impaired person, or three in this case, that has some type of ambition or goal or some type of cause that they're looking to accomplish and would need, you know, some type of funding to achieve. And basically, you have to submit a YouTube video.
90 seconds.
Yeah,
but it's 91. You get disqualified, I read.
It's got to be on the nose, and nothing shorter either, I don't think. So.
And that's just round one.
Yes, and there's a whole interview process that goes on, you know, an elimination, almost like American Idol. You know, you get the audition, and then you got a lot of hoops to jump through after that. So, but it's just an awesome idea, I thought. For people that just have, you know, such grandiose goals and things that they thought maybe they'd never be able to achieve, but with $25,000 or, you know, one of the other grants they're giving out, there's just so much you can do to jumpstart whatever kind of initiative or goal you have, whether it's setting up, you know, some type of recreational organization for the blind, or, you know, if you want to do some traveling, or you know, take a group traveling around the world of blind individuals, or whatever it may be, the sky's the limit, they say. So,
Greg?
Yes.
We'll talk about that a little more, because there's a lot of information about
that. I'm going to do a trivia
We
have a caller.
We got a surprise caller on the phone line.
And Greg is going to do the trivia when we come back from the break. He's got it all set.
Matter of fact, I think Greg might personally know this person right here that's calling in. We're going to go all the way over to Gainesville, Florida. David, are you there?
Hey, David, how's it going?
Greg, who is this?
Hey, Greg.
This is my brother, older brother.
Oh. Hi, David.
Nothing like nepotism.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Michael?
Yes.
Hello.
How you doing, David?
I've heard a lot about you from Greg, and I've listened to your show before.
Yeah.
Greg sent me the links when he was on, I think this was a couple months ago.
It was in August. Yeah. And August 7th, I think it was.
I didn't listen to it live, but he sent me the replay.
Yeah. So now you listen to your brother live.
On there, and yeah.
How does your brother sound? Does he need a new job?
How does he sound?
Yeah, he keeps his day job.
I think he's excited. He's ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it in my voice, right? My excitement for the show and the game and everything. It's a big day.
When they said it was 14-0, you were, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm guessing Brady's not doing much of anything, which is good.
Yeah, I actually have been, I don't know, I haven't been watching, so it's still 14-0 in the second quarter.
So you live in Gainesville, Florida?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got you on TuneIn app.
Is that right?
I can, on my phone.
And that's WOKB on the TuneIn radio app?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the family name Whipple?
Whipple?
Yeah.
No.
Well, okay. my family up there called Whipple.
They're gator nuts.
Oh, okay.
They're
gator nuts. They're gator,
gator fanatics.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention David is a gator. He's getting his PhD in statistics at UF. So.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Thank you.
Can you hear the applause, the sound effect, David?
I hear it, yeah.
Did you say hi to your mom and dad and Lily?
I don't think all the people are wanting up.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Hey, Lily.
Hello.
Did Lily get a chicken wing?
Woof. The bone, probably, yeah.
Just the bone.
It's a family affair. Well, that's cool.
Well, David, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Stay well.
That was fun.
Thanks, bro. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay. I'm going to give you a trivia.
I'm going to
give you a trivia. We're waiting for him to do his trivia. I'm going to give you a trivia. This is Super Bowl trivia.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is an easy one. I'm going to give you a real easy one. The Jets played the Colts.
Wait, Mike. Now, hold on. Before you go there, which Colts are we talking about?
I'm not saying.
Okay, because that's what we...
I said the Jets played the Colts. Right? That's a fact. The Colts. I didn't say which Colts. It could have been Baltimore Colts. It could have been Indiana Colts. But the Jets played the Colts. This Super Bowl changed everything of the Super Bowl. Made it a real big Super Bowl. Before that, it was always one-sided. I'm giving you a lot of hints. But this one quarterback from one of the teams gave a guarantee. Who am I talking about? Now, this is a famous guy. Famous guy. Okay? He's still around. He's not playing anymore, but he's always known because he is, let's just say, off the charts always. You know what I'm talking about, Greg?
You said he gave a guarantee?
He gave a guarantee.
What does that mean?
He said, we're going to win.
Okay. He made a promise. And fulfilled it.
All the way through.
You know what I'm talking about, Chris?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. And he's very famous. Okay? He played for one of the teams. Now, I gave you a lot of hints. Okay? I'll go back in case you didn't hear all my hints. Jets played the Colts. Changed the whole thing of Super Bowl because before that time, it was always one-sided.
Okay.
And this quarterback, well, I said quarterback. I didn't have to say quarterback.
Yep, you just gave it away. You just gave it
gave away. And guaranteed to win the game. Who am I talking about?
407.
407-894-1680. That's a gimmick. 407-894-1680. Did you know I'm talking about now, Greg?
Definitely.
All right, I got another trivia for you before we go into our famous trivia itself.
Yeah.
Did you know Mike Dicker and Tom Flores are the only two men to win a Super Bowl both as a player and a coach?
No, didn't know that.
That just shocked me. I didn't know. And each Super Bowl trophy is handcrafted by Tiffany & Company, master artisan at their workshop
in New Jersey, and it is valued at $12,500.
I was surprised. I thought it would be more.
And we just got I think we got another touchdown coming right now from the Atlanta Falcons.
Seriously?
It's 21-0 right now. It looked like it came off an interception.
Oh, wow. Pick six.
Looks like it's going to be 21-0 Atlanta Falcons over the Patriots.
Wow. You got to at least root for a decent competitive game, but this is turning into a blowout. So.
No, but guess what? Still first hand.
Oh, yeah.
Still
first. Things
can
change.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, the phone number to here, 407-894-1680. I just gave you a give me. I'm only going to say this now. It's only going to be on the air 3 minutes because this is a give me. 407-894-1680.
Somebody on
who
the
am I thinking about? Who am I talking
about? We
have
about? A caller.
We got a caller. It's our very own, the one and only Miss Sheila Young. I think she wanted to take a jab at it.
Oh, wow.
She says she thinks she knows. Sheila, you there?
I am.
All right, you ready? You think you got this one, Sheila?
I think it's Joe Namath.
That's Broadway Joe.
Yes.
Joe Namath.
All right.
Congrats.
Joe Namath. You're right. Joe Namath. Broadway Joe. They called him Broadway Joe.
I know that, but I'm right.
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
You just won $10 gift card from
Dunkin'. That's all the football you know, Sheila.
I know a lot about football.
I'm surprised you got that, Sheila, to be honest.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you want a $10 gift card. We know her address, so we'll send a $10 gift card. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Send her a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
All right. Don't forget, you can use that $10 gift card, whether it's ice cream or donuts.
Baskin Robbins.
I think we're going to go to break soon, and then Greg's going to make a beeline for his guitar.
Okay. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond, and then Greg's going to do his thing with his guitar.
Woohoo!
All right, stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring.
That's right.
For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483. for more information.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there. I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. You want to call in? It's 407-894-1680. I'm here with the one and only Greg Lindberg. Greg?
Yes, I'm here.
You ready to do your trivia?
I am ready to roll.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so this is a Name That Tune trivia. So I'm going to sing part of a song, and then I want you to call in if you know who the artist is that originally sang the song. So here goes nothing. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Okay, so who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. We know who's singing the song in the studio. That we know.
Right.
But the question is, the original, who did the original of that song that he was trying to sing?
Don't call in and say Greg Lindberg, because I'm not the original. No.
407-894-1680. Can you think who did it? That should be a give me. 407-894-1680. You got it?
I wanted to make this easy for everyone.
Yeah,
so
very easy.
Come
very
on,
easy.
Let's hear the phone ring.
407-894-1680.
Sing a little more, Greg. I had a weak connection. I want to get you on live.
Okay.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me anything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel alright.
And that's Greg Lindberg. But so the question is, who's singing that song? Who did the original? 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Okay? Lynn?
Michael, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Yeah, I was just going to say we're almost going to the top of the hour. But okay. We have Harvey from Clearwater.
Yeah. Oh, Harvey.
Wow. Another fan,
Harvey.
I'm sure.
Hey,
Clearwater.
Harvey.
Harvey and Nora.
Hey, Harvey and Nora, how are you guys doing tonight?
I want to wish you all a very good evening, and you're doing a terrific job.
Thanks, Harvey. I really appreciate
really,
you guys tuning
we're
in
behind
and calling.
You.
Thank you. You were able to pull it up on your computer?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, excellent.
Right. And you're doing, and tell them, I mean, you're doing some wonderful work for the blind because we're very familiar with it.
Yeah. Are you sighted? Are you sighted, Harvey?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You weren't calling for the trivia, just calling to say hello to this man, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Harvey.
Thanks,
very
Harvey.
Good.
Keep
I
listening.
Wish you well, Michael.
Oh, thank you. His mother's saying hello.
Thank you.
Marsha was saying
get
in the background.
Get closer to the mic, Marsha.
Marsha saying hello in the background.
Still there, Harvey?
Yes.
Hey, Harvey.
Yes.
Marsha, how are you?
Okay. You're coming in. You're doing a good job. Greg is excellent.
Doing a great job.
Yes,
I know. We're so proud of
him. We love Greg.
Yes, very much so.
I really appreciate you calling in, Harvey. It means a lot.
All the encouragement that you give him.
Spending a very good evening listening.
Well, you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling. Keep on listening.
Nora sends the best to you.
Okay. Tell her thank you.
Okay. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye.
Okay.
Greg is so special. He has fans everywhere.
So do we have?
All right. We got another calling in. She didn't want to give her name. It's going to be a surprise. Because she knows she's a great friend of yours, and it's a surprise for you. But she's calling in for the trivia as well. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, caller. So who sings that tune?
The Beatles.
There you go. So do you know who it is? It must be a friend of yours.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Wait, so...
Hi, Marsha. It's Rihanna and Shara. How you doing?
Who?
Who? He says who?
Brianna? I thought he said Brianna. She said Brianna.
Oh, Sarah. Oh, yes.
Oh,
and
Sarah.
Leanna.
Okay. Oh, Sarah.
Hey,
Brianna.
Guys. Thanks for calling in.
Well, they just want to... Well, you just won a $10 gift card
you
from just Dunkin'
won.
Donuts. A $10
Let
gift
Greg
card
tell
from
her.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Let you say tell her.
Yes, you guys just won $10 to go to either Dunkin' Donuts or Baskin Robbins.
There you go, $10.
All right, thanks so much, and you're doing a great job, Greg. We love it.
Thanks.
Well,
we
listen,
love you guys.
Don't hang up because we got to get your
we
dress.
Need your,
and send
yes.
You. We have
Although
to send
I,
your
okay.
dress. Yep.
Yeah.
All don't right. go away.
Bye.
Okay. Stay on hold. Stay on hold. He's got some friends. Hey. I can't believe he's got some friends.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised they're not
all
watching the game.
You there? No? Okay. All right.
Nah,
no,
she,
I think
they
she's
hung
talking
up.
To Chris. To
no, I'm here.
Oh,
now.
They're there.
Okay, well,
Anna,
you have to
it's
go.
It's Marsha. How are you?
Hi, Marsha. Don't talk bad about me because I'm here.
Tell Sarah she's awesome.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I love her. We need more girls. And I have all boys. We need more girls. Be around more girls.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time. I want some of that food.
You guys are missing out.
If there's any left over, I'll bring some over to you tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you get her address? Or send it?
Yeah, Chris is going to get
okay,
it
Okay, get it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm,
all right. Sarah, nice talking to you.
Sarah, hold on one moment, all right? Let me get your information.
Get your information.
Hold on.
Okay. So that was your friends.
Right.
I can't believe you have all these friends.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just surprised they're not glued to their TVs.
Yeah,
they're actually listening. I'm shocked.
Greg supersedes the Super Bowl.
That's right. See that?
Yes. Yeah.
How, you got any more tips, trivia, Chris? Or you're too busy? Oh, he's on the phone with the...
Let me come back with you
right,
after the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay. Yeah.
We have our guest will be calling in the
minute. Yeah, she's on the line now.
Oh, she is? Oh, yes. Goody.
Wow.
All right. Bird.
Yeah.
I'd say serious time, but
hey, we
have
time for your poor little fools.
No, it's going to the top of the hour.
Right now, top of the hour.
In 60 seconds.
I want to hear him do Poor Little Fools.
I can do just very briefly.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, do it.
I used to play around with hearts that hastened at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah. I was a fool.
Oh, yeah.
Poor little fool.
Oh, yeah. That's Greg. Boy, I tell you, he gets it that way. I love that. So when you do that song, I love it.
Yeah,
love
we heard the original once, and you said Greg did a better job.
Yeah, he does a better job than Ricky Nelson. Yeah. I like to listen to his song better.
Yeah.
It's Greg Lindbergh. Yep.
All right.
We got a lot more coming up at the 8 o'clock hour.
Sharon Jovenosa's on the other side
Stay
of the
tuned.
Break.
Stay tuned. Don't go
World
away.
Services
we got
blind.
A lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.